podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
And it's another Amphir Rap special looking at Jordan Henderson's potential or now imminent, as it looks, departure to Saudi Arabia. I'm delighted to say that we're joined by Paul Amann from Cop Out, Liverpool's LGBTQ plus organisation. And Paul, we were just chatting a little bit before we went on then, and just when this news breaks today, it's hard not to feel anything but confusion, sadness, a bit of disappointment. I don't know if you can add any more adjectives onto that, really.
Surprise was a big part of it as well, because we thought Jordan was well settled, an established leader, working under a manager he loves, etc. And the actual possible destination just flies in the face of a man who's nailed his colours to the mast in terms of women's rights, in terms of LGBT plus rights. A real shock to think this might be a possibility. Still don't know if it's just mischief making. Still don't know any real truth. There's been nothing official anywhere. And I'm just still quite sceptical as to the truth behind any of this.
And that's the sort of tough thing. And I guess we should always caveat it with that at the moment, shouldn't we? Because, you know, this is a man who ultimately has built up a great reputation for himself. You know, we as Liverpool fans consider these things to be important, and people should always consider these things to be important. How accepting Jordan has been of these, you know, maligned communities, it flies in the face of the things that he has stood for. If it is true that he's, you know, gone and sort of accepted this money from this political project as it is.
And it's a political project. Let's make no excuses about it. It's a political project, not a football project. It's a way of using football to cover up the human rights abuses that take place in that country day after day after day. It's a country that tops the world in death sentences on a regular basis. It exploits migrant workers in ways that Qatar was doing. It does obscene, horrible, degrading treatments to women, to LGBT plus people, yep. I just can't see this squaring with the Jordan Henderson that we know and respect and love as a player, because he's a man who's epitomised the values of LFC, and his fit to the club, and I think it's something to do with where he's from in our country, and us as Scousers, that kind of like closeness of affinity with values, working class roots, that kind of just leaves me wondering, why is a multimillionaire footballer wanting more money? Because he's already set up for life and his next generation and the generation after that. But, you know, I'm not the one making the story. The person who's putting the story together better have some good sources, because otherwise it just doesn't seem to stack up in terms of the values that he espouses.
Yeah, and you find yourself going and sort of weighing up the pros and cons if you were trying to put yourself in Jordan Henderson's shoes, which is obviously, you know, hard to do at the best of times, but I guess particularly on a day like today. And, you know, all the pros you could possibly think of, as you say, they sort of, you know, they don't wash really. The idea that, you know, even if it is 700 grand a week, I mean, he's reported to be making 250 grand a week at Liverpool. He's hardly on, you know, he's hardly on a little penny here at Liverpool in the first place. It's a, you know, rich get richer thing that's, as you say, doesn't wash with his working class roots. But then so much of the good work he's done, you're almost loathe to say that it undoes it, because that work will still be there, and hopefully it still advanced things for those communities that he has helped along the way. But I don't know, on a day like today, it feels like it at least sort of taints some of those images of at least what you thought that man was, if again, we should caveat it with if this move does go through.
I mean, if it goes through, yeah, it leaves it really difficult to believe. Was the man being authentic when he said the lovely stuff that he has said about allyship and more? Your credibility for him wavers, and that's a real shame, because the man had won everything for us, you know. And I know no man's bigger than the team. Obviously, no player is bigger than the team, but he'd led the team at a point where, you know, we had won everything, and that's, nobody's done that really, and yet you look at, you know, even Stevie G, he's gone there. And my respect for him as a player is probably undiminished. My respect for him as a person has plummeted.
Yeah. And that's the sort of tough thing now, isn't it? You almost find, or you'd imagine anyway, that people out there are going to be, you know, using the sort of Gary Neville Qatar excuse of, oh, you know, you're going out there to try and be the change that you want to see. I find it hard to believe that if Henderson is going to go out there and take 700 grand a week from this project, that he is going to be, you know, able to force the kind of change that we want to see. Because ultimately, as you say, it's a political project, it's a sports washing project. The very idea of them being able to come to Liverpool and say, we want your captain, and then being able to basically, you know, extract him from Liverpool's squad, that in and of itself is advancement of that project. And it's, you know, a further sort of, you know, spit in the face almost to the communities that this project has been, you know, so against.
Yeah. And even more sadly, just the rumour of him going has caused a huge number of keyboard warriors to spout pretty vile trash this afternoon. I mean, I've had notification after notification of certain people's views about LGBT plus people, and let me tell you, if it was up to me, I would be hitting the report and block button all day long. But actually, I'm too busy for that because there's too many other nonsense coming in. So that's the other sad thing, is that actually the signals it sends also enable some pretty crappy behaviour, and, you know, just moves us away from an era where actually we've had a growing degree of respect and regard for ourselves as fellow fans.
Yeah, and that's going to be, I guess, the tough thing now. If we try and imagine a world where there is a turnaround now, where, you know, as long as this thing hasn't sort of gone further enough down the line, and the news is obviously moving rapidly as me and Paul talk about it here, if there is a turnaround from Jordan Henderson now, you assume, you know, a statement follows that comes out and you know, answers some of these concerns that, you know, fans will ultimately have, and people, especially part of the LGBTQ plus community, will have, because, you know, that they will be, you know, huge. And as you say, the abuse that it's already led to, that the sort of people it allows to come out of the woodwork and feel empowered to espouse their terrible beliefs, it would be, I think, right for Jordan and the club, in whatever guise that is, to come out and say, you know, we're sorry for whoever this affected, and ultimately, you know, we'll do what we can to make it right in that time.
Absolutely, because I don't think the club or Jordan wants that kind of nonsense in his name. And, you know, everything I've ever, you know, known about the chap and the club has been basically that he's sound, and the club has a set of values and principles that are similarly based. So we would hope that really we do get the majority of decent fans to continue their level of respect and regard, and help, you know, make sure that that tiny minority of keyboard warriors are educated in the most appropriate way.
Yeah, and I guess if there's, you know, any sort of silver lining you can take from, you know, awful stories like this that come, Paul, it's hopefully education for the people who aren't necessarily the keyboard warriors, but maybe don't understand the sort of ins and outs of these issues. And you hope at a time like this that, you know, it can leave scope for those people to be educated. And if they do want to be, you know, further educated, and do want to support the work you're doing, the great work you're doing with Cop Outs, and the work that so many great organizations are doing to support LGBTQ plus people, where can they find those sort of resources?
So there's shed loads of ways of being an ally. Obviously, don't sit on your hands when you're seeing abuse taking place. Be active. Stand up for the voice that is speaking about the decency and values and respect that should be there. If you're strong enough yourself, chip in. Take on the person in whatever way is the most appropriate and safe way yourself. And, you know, on social media, use that reporting button when it's particularly vile, and make sure that actually that kind of behaviour isn't left unchallenged. And in terms of how to be an ally, you can literally Google how to be an LGBT plus ally, and there's resources a go-go about how to show that little bit of respect and dignity that for people who face harassment and discrimination can mean the world, you know. And as somebody who's of mixed race, who has faced racism, and I also face homophobia, obviously, I'm not going to say that there's one way to be an ally, but the basic decent way is to show that dignity and respect. It goes a long, long way. And I think Olivia said it best, just be sound.
Absolutely, the best way to leave it. Just be sound. It costs nothing. Thank you so much, Paul. Sports Social Podcast Network.